The Purple Project Podcast, football daily edition, coming at you. Eddie Greer III, your host for that other K-State podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things Kansas State. Let's get on into it. I'm recording this here on Thursday, February 16th, 2023, and Kansas State football has their new wide receivers coach, as it was announced today, folks, that Matthew Middleton, a Kansas native and experienced FBS assistant coach, has been hired as the new wide receiver coach there. And of course, that's pending on background check and everything else as we're sitting here recording this on this Thursday night. This won't go out until Sunday morning, so hopefully all by then it will be official. But depending on like background check as usual, Matthew Middleton will be the new wide receivers coach. Of course, Thad Ward jumped ship. After 1 year apart, of course, I got to say this, the Big 12 champs, K-State, last season, Thad Ward decided 1 year's enough, I'm dipping out, back to Illinois. This is a lot here, but I'm just going to divide this up because I don't really have time right now. I will come back to this next week and dive in more. I'm pretty sure Alex Aiden will also chip in on this on some point, as well as he was out this week. Trying to get over COVID, so that's why you didn't hear him on the recent edition of Pro Project Podcast Weekly, episode 145, now out where we get your podcast. That came out a couple of days earlier than normal, so I wanted to get that out of the way due to my busy schedule on the back end with broadcasting Flint Hills basketball games. But this ain't about me right now. In a statement, Chris Kleiman, quote, we are excited to have Matthew, his wife Jenna, and their four children join the K-State family. And then Kleiman went on to say, quote, he's an energetic coach who will jump right in and develop great relationships with our receivers, offensive unit, and the team as a whole. He has experience developing wide receivers into great football players and phenomenal young men in his ties to ties to the state of Kansas, and the ability to bring him back home were added bonuses. Yeah, and that's huge. Going back to a native Kansan, this is big get. And obviously, I'm getting to know, like the most of you K-State fans, this hire. So this is huge. Obviously, you think about, again, going back to the whole key word here, recruiting, huge get for this coaching staff here. I'm only going to do a little bit here background because this is a whole, when I read his story, goodness gracious, this is a lot, but I'm going to divide it up here. I'm only going to mention a little bit here on this daily edition of the podcast. Middleton, a 15-year coach, comes to Manhattan after spending his last 5 years as the wide receiver coach at Kent State. He is a native from Kansas City, Kansas. He graduated from Bonner Springs High. Middleton played football at Ottawa University and immediately, upon graduation, coached the Braves wide receivers for 1 year. In a state here from the new coach, Coach Middleton, quote, my family and I are extremely grateful to be a part of the amazing culture that Coach Kleiman and his rooted staff have created. And he goes on to say, we are thrilled to have an opportunity to serve the players, coaches, support staff, and community at Kansas State. Manhattan is a special place and exactly where we are looking for at this time in our life. It's great to be back home in the great state of Kansas, and we're ecstatic to officially join the Wildcat family. Emaw, baby. So I added the baby in there, but he didn't say that, but I said the baby in there for Coach William. So for Coach Matthew Middleton, why did I think of William for whatever reason? Ugh, I don't know. But Matthew Middleton, the new wide receivers coach for Kansas State here. Again, he finished Kent State here recently. I'm going to actually go back here. Here, let's see. I had a moment here. Okay, so I want to mention this here before we wrap up the podcast here. Coach Matthew Middleton guided, of course, Kent State, the receiver corps, to 6 all-conference selections, including 4 first-team honors. This past year, a wide receiver from Kent State, Dante Sippas, yeah. Sorry, I butchered the last name. Earned his second All-MAC first-team designation, while DeFontez Walker also picked up his first-team honors as Kent State passed for more than over 25,000 yards for the fourth time in Middleton's 5 seasons on staff at Kent State. Middleton also coached Jawan Polk. There we go. To all MAC second team honors as a kick returner. End quote there. So, man. Woo! So, already this guy has got a resume on him. Matthew Middleton, the new wide receivers coach here at K-State. Again, pending physical and background check, which should be all good there. Again, this podcast won't come out until Sunday. If you're listening to this now, welcome on board of the podcast. But absolutely, I'm excited. Just looking, reading his resume, this guy brings a lot of experience and a lot of areas there. Like I said, recruiting, developing relationships, as Coach Kleiman referred to in that state, in that press conference today. So a lot to look forward to, and we'll continue to dive in on his resume because it is very impressive there. So Thad Ward, after one season here at Kansas State, dipped out. Bring in Matthew Middleton from Kent State, originally from Kansas City, Kansas, back home to the state of Kansas, now part of the K-State family, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, folks. This has been another one of those weeks here at K-State. Busy here on the podcast front again, with baseball officially beginning. When you listen to this podcast, it'll be game 4 coming up. But we will definitely have the postcast of that series each game, beginning Friday night. So again, I'm recording this on Thursday, so this won't come out till Sunday. So by then, hopefully K-State baseball will be off to a good start. We'll see about that. But a lot going on around K-State athletics this weekend, continuing here, and K-State filling their last puzzle, as far as I know, of coaching on their coaching staff going in to 2023, the fall. And of course, what I gotta say, the defending Big 12 champs in football, Kansas State Wildcats. That's going to do it on this daily edition of the PPPD Purple Project Podcast. Again, if you're new to the podcast, welcome on board of the pod. If you're new, if you're listening to this podcast, you love what you're hearing today, make sure you hit that subscribe button and find the Purple Project Podcast wherever podcasts are found. This has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats!